this evening with hymn 1114. Now, gracious Lord, thy arm reveal, and make thy glory known. Here, whilst we plead the Saviour's name, and venture near the throne. Hymn 1114.
Holy Word of God. Let us turn to read this evening in Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, and we will read chapter 13. The Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews and chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honourable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. But the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience, in all things willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation. For I have written a letter unto you in few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you and all the saints. They of Italy salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen. May the Lord bless that portion of his holy and sacred word to each one of us. May he help us now to pray. O thou most holy, almighty and eternal God, the God of all grace, of love immense, and free thy favours to dispense. O Lord, condescend to make us recipients of all thy great goodness and thy tender mercies in spite of all of our sins. Lord, we can confess no goodness of our own. Lord, we can only pour out our hearts before thee, pleading for forgiveness, saying how great is our iniquity. Thy word declares, Lord, that where sin abounds, thy grace doth much more abound. Oh, make us recipients of that grace through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that alone that can cleanse our souls from all guilt, from all sin. Lord, thou knowest how we've come this night. O Lord, do hear the prayers of each one that longs to know their soul's salvation. Hear the prayers, Lord, of those who seem far off, outside of the commonwealth of Israel, without God and without hope in this world. Oh, speak, Lord, thy word in power to draw them nigh by the blood of Christ. Remember those, Lord, who seem cast down, doubting, fearing. Oh, that which they have hoped upon is only just of their own selves, of their own emotions, of their own thoughts, and not of thy saving grace. Not the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, renew their hope in Christ Jesus. For as David said, oh, he restoreth my soul, leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Lord, be the restorer of those cast down souls, mourning over their sin and nature's darkness. Lord, if any have no desire to know thine abounding grace, Lord, whose attendance is just custom and practice, O Lord, we pray thou wilt begin a good work of thy grace within them. Lord, do not leave them outside of the knowledge of the redeeming love through Jesus Christ. Lord, hear the prayers put up for such, even by loved ones, like that one sick of the palsy, paralyzed, could not get to Jesus himself, carried by those four, let down through the roof to the feet of Jesus. Oh, to hear that voice of the Lord Jesus Christ saying, thy sins be forgiven thee. So, Lord, help us, oh, to bear one and another before thee in prayer for the saving of their souls. Hear the prayers, Lord, of thy people collectively here, the prayers of church and congregation. Lord, make this a house of prayer, a house of answered prayer. Oh, Lord, at all times we need the help of thy Spirit to help our infirmities, that we may ask of thee that which is right in thy sight and in accordance with thy will. Lord, we ask thy blessing upon us here tonight. We ask thy blessing upon thy word, even the portion we've read. Lord, the holy, sacred, inerrant word of thee, the Almighty God, cause it to find an abiding place in our hearts. And grant the help to us, Lord, of thy Spirit, draw our affections heavenward to the dear Saviour of whom thy word testifies, the only way through whom we can have hope of eternal life. So, Lord, humble us before thee this night, and as we seek, Lord, to be gathered together in the name of Jesus, Lord, who fill that promise which fell from his lips, there am I in the midst of them. Remember the children and the young people. Lord, we commend them to thee. Oh, be gracious unto them. Lord, they are growing up in this wicked, evil world, full as it seems in these days of Satan's power and enticements to turn aside from thy word, from thy ways, from the truth, as it is in Jesus. O Lord, do keep them as the apple of thine eye. Put thy loving arms, as it were, about them, thy hand upon them to bless them. Lord, help parents in all their responsibilities, their endeavours to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of thee, the Lord. O Lord, there's much today to prevent such a bringing up, but we pray for thine appearing, hear and answer their many prayers. And Lord, oh, do keep the children from all the poisoning of their hearts and minds, from so much that is so readily set before them in these evil days. And we pray, Lord, they will grow to be true followers of thee, the sheep of thy pasture, Lord, sinners saved by thy grace. Lord, from the growing generation, the young people, O Lord, keep them also from falling. Lord, may thy work of grace be manifest in their hearts, that they may know what it is to be a sinner, saved by thy grace. And Lord, bring forth the witness of it from their hearts, to the honour and glory of thy name. Lord, that there be that flowing together of all those that love thee through thy love for them, and the building up of thy visible church, here and elsewhere. O Lord, we do commend them to thee, and provide for them in this wicked world, in the occupations and the business and the higher education. Lord, oh, do lead and guide them in the way thou wilt have them to go. And keep them, Lord, looking unto Jesus, the author, finisher of their faith. Lord, so there may be the testimony of thy great goodness still manifest here upon this earth, and all to be to the praise, honour and glory of thy name. Lord, no matter what our age, do work thy work of grace within our hearts and maintain us and keep us in the way that is everlasting. Lord, do not let us come to the end of our days and we know nothing of what the Lord Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." O Lord, do not be silent to us, lest we become like them who go down into the pit. Lord, we do pray with David, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting, and may our end be everlasting peace." Lord, we do pray for thy church and congregation here, the church, Lord, the deacons, the members. O Lord, help them in all they endeavour for the worship of thy name here at Swavesey. Lord, may the labours for the provision of the times of worship not be in vain, and those that are engaged to preach the gospel, Lord, bring them as thy messengers with thy message. May it have been so this morning. Lord, one unable to be present, but Lord, as we trust was enabled to preach faithfully the word of truth. Oh, may there be many a heart open to receive it. May there be some good work done. Lord, may the dear minister of the gospel, our friend Mr. Richard Field, his labours not have been in vain. Lord, we pray for him in his circumstances and thank thee that at the end of this year there's been that great improvement in the health and strength of his dear wife, far beyond the imagination of what could have taken place. Oh Lord, how great is thy goodness. Then Lord, do use these things as a witness to others that thou art God. Lord, we do pray for the congregation here. Lord, thou knowest those that seek earnestly for their soul's salvation, watching, waiting for thine appearing. Oh, Lord, do break down every barrier. Remove the hardness of heart. Yea, Lord, break the hard heart and heal the broken heart. Lord, that work is thine. And Lord, if thou shalt work, who can let it? So work wondrously in the hearts of each one, Lord, that attends here. And those, Lord, who perhaps unable to be here tonight, who would be here if they could. We commend them to thee. Lord, thou knowest all that are thine. Thou knowest all things. Lord, do breathe the saving. Bring to pass the saving knowledge of thy mercy to each soul and strengthen in the growth in thy grace. We do pray, Lord, for the church at large in this country, Lord, and elsewhere throughout the world. O Lord, there are many that are persecuted for thy name's sake. Lord, there are those who live in worn-torn lands, Lord, even in Europe at this time. Lord, the inclement weather and the loss of power, oh, the dangers to life from those things, let alone the ammunitions that are aimed at them. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou will bring about a peace. Turn the heart and the mind of the aggressors. Lord, that they will seek for reconciliation. Lord, that they will seek for some treaty, that the warfare will be ceased. Lord, thou canst bring an end to all wars throughout the world, thy word declares it. Then we pray, Lord, thou will fulfill thy word and bring about a peace. And elsewhere, Lord, where many are affected by violence and disturbance, and Lord, thy people who fear to meet together because of the threat of the enemy, O Lord, who stand between that enemy and thy people. Lord, thou didst stand between Egypt and thy people at the Red Sea, so stand, Lord, this day, that thy people be not overcome and destroyed. Remember those in other lands, Lord, that meet together. Some, Lord, without the living ministry, as we may call it. But, Lord, where there's been the reading of the preached word, the reading of thine own word, the praying, Lord, at the time of the service and the singing of thy praises. Oh, may it have redounded to thy glory and to the blessing of many a soul. Lord, remember those who preach the gospel in far-off lands. Lord, we do pray for them, those at the Bombasa Mission now, Samuel and Hannah there alone. Lord, do help them. Help Samuel, who has learned the local language, to preach, Lord, to those local people. And thy word not to return to thee void, but to accomplish that which thou doth please, and for it to prosper in the thing to which thou doth send it. May it be so here, Lord. For without thee, Lord, we can do nothing for the glory of thy name and for the good of our souls. Lord, as we turn to thy word and look into it, cause thy word to enter into us in the power of the Holy Spirit. Not my words of my lips alone, but Lord, the power of thy Spirit to apply thy word. For thou knowest what we have need of, and we pray thou wilt apply it, and do not send us empty away. We thank thee, Lord, for thy mercies through another year. For, Lord, of thy mercies we are not consumed. Thy compassions, they be new every morning. Great has been thy faithfulness, in thou hast not dealt with us after our sins. Thou hast not rewarded us according to our iniquities. Lord, in spite of many changes in our daily lives, difficulties, troubles, joys, sorrows, Lord, all the many changing scenes of life, Lord, when we have woke, each morning thou art yet with us, and we with thee. And so, Lord, it is this day. And we ask thy presence, Lord, through this coming year, as the days unfold, day by day, week by week. Our times are in thy hand. Lord, our breath is in thy hand. Lord, lead us forth. Supply our needs according to thy riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Remember those who've lost loved ones. Lord, remember the bereaved, the families, the widows, the widowers. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon them. Be gracious to them. Uphold them, undertake for them. May they prove there's none like thee, the God of Jeshurun, to ride upon the heavens in their help. Thou, the eternal God, their refuge, and underneath the everlasting arm. Lord, do carry through. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus. We ask them for his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 406, 406. Hark, how the blood-bought hosts above conspire to praise redeeming God in sweet harmonious strains, and while they strike the golden lyres, this glorious theme each bosom fires, that grace triumphant reigns. Hymn 406.
the Lord. May he indeed help us. For we are dependent upon him for all words that we speak. And we pray that his own word will not be in vain to us this evening. Ask your prayerful attention by way of text to the chapter we read in Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, and verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. This fifth verse of the 13th chapter of Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Dear friends, invariably, at the end of Paul's epistles to the churches, he concludes with practical godliness. Exhortations. How those who believe in Jesus Christ, who have been subject to the knowledge of his grace, to the saving of their souls, should conduct themselves openly, one with another, and before the others of this world. Dear friends, we note that these exhortations, they do not stand alone. They follow that which has been declared of the mercy of God to needy sinners. The grace of God through the gift of his only begotten Son. The one thing needful for to be any hope of eternal life. Oh, dear friends, how we need, don't we, the knowledge of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ to rule our hearts, to govern our words and our ways, that we may be a true witness that there is God, and that we have been with Jesus. Dear friends, we shall never fulfill these exhortations of practical godliness unless we know the work of the Holy Spirit within our hearts to make us know that we are sinners, and we need this grace, and to plead with the Lord for the mercy, for his mercy. The one thing needful, one thing that we desire, to know our Jesus crucified, to by far excel all things beside. Dear friends, it's only with the knowledge of this saving grace that we shall be able to walk uprightly before God and before man, seeking to do all to his honour and to his glory. Left to ourselves, we shall soon fall again, shan't we, into sin, iniquity, into ways of unrighteousness, and become, in the broad way, as it were, left to ourselves. How we need to be kept. Kept by the power of God and then to obey his voice and all his will esteem. The scripture speaks of enduring, doesn't it? Enduring unto the end. That means to say it isn't easy. There's a battle within our own hearts. Our hearts by nature. Oh, they want its own way, don't they? We're ruled by our own pride and our own self-will. And it's by our nature we seek great things for ourselves. The riches, the glory, the grandeur of whatever we can achieve in earthly life. High esteem may be places of power and authority and great possession. But they're the vanities of this earth, aren't they? Oh, we do have need of things. Yes, earthly things for the good of our bodies. And there's no reason why we shouldn't pray for the Lord to supply that which we have need. He knows what we have need of, even before we ask. But he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But if we neglect that seeking first the kingdom of God, if the object of our first desire is not Jesus and him crucified, then, dear friends, oh, we're in a dreadful place. We're in the broad way to pass through that wide gate which leads unto destruction. No matter what we do, our good deeds, our kindnesses, our giving ourselves, as Paul says in one place, giving our bodies to be burned. If we have not love, the love of the truth, that love shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, we're a sounding brass, tinkling cymbal. We're nothing. I've noticed of late, and I don't want to judge, when I've heard some addresses and sermons preached by perhaps of our national church, the sermons that are preached, how they emphasise our conduct, our behaviour, how we should be kind one to another here upon this earth. Well, in one sense, that's right, we should be. But there was an absence of the reason why Jesus Christ came, to save a sinner from the pit of corruption. That Christ Jesus came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And so one would be left hoping for eternal life upon their doings, upon what they've achieved in kindness and charity and so on and so forth. Which, dear friends, solemnly will be a sandy foundation. That in that last day, the day of judgment, or when the storm of God's judgment will come, and the earth will burn and the heavens be scrolled away, and all that is of God's initial creation shall cease and be destroyed. Different, so all will there be those works, whether they be good or bad. The only thing that will be of any saving ability will be the knowledge of what Christ hath done for our souls. Oh, Jesus says one thing is needful. Dear friends, as we've come to the end of a year of time, what do we know of this one thing needful? There's been many a sermon preached here concerning the grace of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've just sung of that grace. Then, friends, has there been any effect, any gracious effect in our heart? Has there been a humbling before Almighty God, a pouring out of our heart before him in humble confession, pleading for his mercy? Or have we come and gone out of the house of God just as a custom, a practice, no effect, and we've read the word of God and closed the Bible and have just been words on a page and in our heads? Oh, dear friends, that's very solemn, isn't it? If that's all we know of our religion. We read here in Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, I believe. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Dear friends, when we come to the house of God, oh, what we have a need, don't we, of the Lord to put that precious grace of faith within us by the Holy Spirit, to open our hearts, to make them receptive to the truth as it is in Jesus. You know, it was in Philippi, wasn't it, by the riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And it was there that the blessing came. Paul preaching there. One was Lydia, seller of purple, a business lady, whose heart the Lord opened. And oh, she brought forth praise, honour and glory, didn't she, from her testimony of what she'd received. The beginning of that church, that true church of Christ in Philippi. Dear friends, that work of God's grace, oh, we need it, don't we, today? In our churches, in our own hearts personally. What do we know of it? The salvation, being saved from God's wrath to come in that day of judgment. Oh, it's a solemn word which Paul speaks here again, isn't it, in this epistle. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Dear friends, let us not be content with just a coming and a going. Oh, how can we be content without the knowledge of our soul's salvation? The Lord in his mercy has brought us through another year of time. And some of us and you have seen quite a number of these years. And he has not dealt with us after our sins. He has not rewarded us according to our iniquities. Oh, how long-suffering he is. Have we neglected within our own lives, within our own hearts, in our minds, the way of salvation? Faith in the shed blood of Jesus to cleanse us from our sin. And the knowledge of that grace, that love, redeeming love, to be shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Oh, dear friends, don't carry on in a way of neglect. Don't carry on in a way that, oh well, it will wait for later before I seek my soul's salvation. I want to seek great things for myself. I want to do this. I want to achieve that. Your own will, the own lusts of your flesh. Dear friends, we do not know when our last day will come, do we? I often think of that solemn character in the scriptures of whom Jesus spoke. That farmer who had great riches through the abundance at the time of harvest. I will pull down my barns, I will build greater. I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast many goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. That's what he expected to take place. And dear friends, we expect many things, don't we? But God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Dear friends, if such a word were spoken to us tonight, and we don't know what a day or an hour may bring forth, where shall we stand? Oh, these are solemn things, aren't they? How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? The exhortation, dear friends, to us each. Well, we find in Isaiah, don't we? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. While you've got breath in your body, you won't find him in the grave. As a tree falleth, so shall it lie. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, the God, Lord. And he will have mercy upon him. Oh, these gracious promises to a seeking soul. Dear friends, are there some of you here this evening, a seeking soul? Oh, I hope there are. You may not have found yet the sweet assurance by the Holy Spirit of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus. But are you seeking? Then we have the promise. He will have mercy upon you. To our God, for he will abundantly pardon. You are a great sinner. Are you tempted that your sins are so great? The Lord, oh, will not hear or answer your petition. Then that's Satan trying to prevent you. Oh, the scripture says, don't they? They that seek me shall find me. When they seek for me with all their heart, all their heart. Dear friends, that's where we need to come, isn't it? Broken-hearted sinners. Guilty of every sin, unworthy of the least of his mercies. But our hearts poured out before him at a throne of grace. And there the promise is to obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of need. Dear friends, if you're a seeking soul, continue in prayer. The time of love will come when thou shalt truly see not only that he shed his blood, but you shall say for me. Oh, may it be this year. Before the end of it. Oh, do continue in prayer, Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal the things of God, make to me salvation known, and witness with the blood. Dear friends, this is the foundation. The foundation upon which we can build our hopes upon. Oh, let us not neglect it. Some of you, dear friends, have known the grace, haven't they? Haven't you? You're members of the church here. Others may know that grace, but have not spoken openly of it. But that work of grace has begun within your heart. Then what do you need? Oh, you need to be kept, don't you? Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. He sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. There's a lot to make us weary and faint, isn't there? Yes, from within and from the circumstances without. But dear friends, the Lord is faithful. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Dear friends, that's the foundation, isn't it, of our hope. And it's on that foundation that Paul says, let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Dear friends, if we have Christ, we have all things. All things are yours. Ye are Christ's. Christ is God's. Jesus has prayed concerning those for whom he died. Our Father, that they be one, even as we are one. Oh, that eternal union between the Son, the Father, and the Spirit. Dear friends, nothing can break that bond. It's a triune God, three in one. And the prayer of Jesus before he suffered, Father, that they be one, even as we are one. Who are they? Those that believe on me through their word, through the preached word of those apostles, those disciples. Oh, dear friends, where we've come to believe. Believe assuredly, through faith, in Jesus Christ. Then, as John said, to those that received him, Christ, those who believed on him, he gave power to become the sons of God. And that good work, dear friends, which he has begun, he will perform it. He won't let you go. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. None can ever pluck thee out of my hands. Oh, what an assurance. Dear friends, we shan't get to heaven by anything that we've done of ourselves. We read in one place, the righteous shall hold on his way. He will. But dear friends, the strength is that which we hold on to. That hope that of eternal life through the shed blood of Jesus, our hope built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Then, dear friends, how can we be covetous then of the things of this earth? We're to be content with such things as ye have. Now, dear friends, just first of all, to a seeking soul who I've mentioned, you are covetous, aren't you? You covet earnestly the best gifts. And there's nothing wrong in that. And dear friends, if you covet earnestly the best gift, the knowledge of your soul salvation, the object of your first desire, Jesus crucified for me, you've got no time, have you, to covet earthly things? Oh, this applies to you as well. Be content with what you have. That exercise within you to know your soul's salvation. Be content because it's of God. And what's of God, it will be forever. He won't let it fail. That time of love will come. He says, how much more shall your heavenly Father deliver those, oh, from the power of the enemy? Yes, he will deliver them speedily. Dear friends, whatever your earthly circumstances are, oh, fix your heart and minds on that desire to know your Jesus as your salvation, your Saviour, your Lord, your God, your friend. Let your conversation in other aspects be without covetousness. And be content with such things as ye have. For the promise is, he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will work that work, and thou shalt glorify me. But dear friends, this word applies so much, doesn't it, to those who do believe. Those who have received some sweet assurance that they are born of God, and that their treasure is above. there's various exhortations in this chapter. The first one is in the first verse, let brotherly love continue. Dear friends, it's sad, isn't it, when natural brothers don't seem to have an exercise of the love one to another. You know, there's much in our own hearts, naturally speaking, which brings division and strife, even in families, amongst friends. But dear friends, this concerns the church of God. Let brotherly love continue. The brethren, all those who have testified of the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, it's a call to be led by the Spirit of Christ, which is love. The Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, does not bring division and strife. It's when our own spirit begins to prevail. That's when trouble comes. When we begin to exercise our own will and mind and perhaps seek the preeminence in matters and our own will to be done. My mind goes to that lovely psalm, a psalm of degrees, song of degrees, 133, isn't it? Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, upon Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Oh, what a unity. The command, the Lord's blessing, the confirmation of life forevermore. Dear friends, this is the blessing of the church upon this earth, isn't it? Where there's this gracious unity through the influence of the Spirit. For if we've not the Spirit of Christ, we are none of his. But where there's the exercise of that Spirit in humility and love one to another. Oh, dear friends, great grace is upon you all as it was in that early church. As you determine to know nothing amongst you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. There the Lord commands the blessing, even life forevermore. Oh, dear friends, may you know it through the days and weeks and of this year. That special evidence of the Holy Spirit. So my Spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. And so let brotherly love continue. And the blessing of the God, Lord, to be poured down upon you. Build you up as a church. Increase. Oh, an increase in those who can testify of his mercy and grace. That's what you pray for, isn't it? Then let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Dear friends, we're very suspicious, aren't we, of strangers? Naturally we are, we fear. If people come into the house of God who we don't know and we're not aware of them, never seen them before, oh, we have such suspicions against them, don't we? Oh, let us be aware of prejudice which can rise up within us. Oh, that word which sometimes is expressed, oh, they're not one of us. Oh, dear friends, what do we mean? We are either a sinner saved by grace or we're not. If they're not one of us, what a solemn condemnation. Let us commit all to the Lord and seek that his will and his purpose be known in our relations one with another. And remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and those that are in suffer adversity, those in troubles, those, in bonds. There was a lot of persecution in the days, wasn't there, of the Apostle Paul? There may be still today. There may be in the year to come, more and more so. But, dear friends, this implies those who cannot provide for themselves, they're bound, they're in adversity. Help to supply their needs. Walk in love one to another, as Christ hath loved us. And so we may go on. There's the marriage. And, oh, dear friends, what a sad thing it is today when so many neglect the marriage bond. You young people, don't neglect the marriage bond. Oh, so many live outside of it, don't they? And what, not only what difficulties so readily arise, more so than from within the marriage bond, but God will judge. The adulterers God will judge, and whoremongers, fornicators. No, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have, because all our times are in the Lord's hand. He knows the way we take. When he hath tried us, says even Job, he will bring me forth as gold. All things. He performeth all things that are appointed for us. Then, dear friend, let us be content, knowing that what Paul says, all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Dear friend, when things go completely wrong to our understanding, when sorrows and griefs and troubles, disappointments, oh, how they can so readily come, and they do, don't they? Where's our contentment? We can't be content for having them, no. But we can be content in that we can commit them unto the Lord in prayer. We can be content that he knows the way we take. We can be content that nothing is too hard for him. We can be content that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think. We can be content that he will not let us be tempted above what we are able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape, or will not let us fall. Because he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Dear friends, what a prospect that is, isn't it? For a new year. He that God changes not. We have here Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So, dear friends, whatever our pathway is before us, we know not what it is. This is an unknown way. But we can rest in the love of God. We can rest in the love of Christ. Nothing will separate us from that love. And he will ever uphold us. Strengthen us, support us, answer our prayers, supply our needs, defend us. He says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Then, dear friends, let us endeavour as a new day and a new year opens before us to seek to do the will of God. At the end of this chapter, or the end of this epistle, there Paul says, now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Well, dear friends, we've got to have the foundation, haven't we? We've got to have the sure foundation. We've got to have the foundation that is Jesus Christ and him crucified for the forgiveness of our sins. We've got to know the power of his resurrection. Oh, we do not worship a dead Christ. the power of that resurrection that is in that voice which he speaks, because I live, ye shall live also. You are a pardoned sinner. And I came to give you life. Life more abundantly. A life that shall never die. Oh yes, your life in the body will die. It's appointed unto us all once to die. But the life of our soul, through Jesus Christ, shall live forever. And we read, don't we, of John's vision in the Revelation. All those who've come through great tribulation, washed their robes, made them white in the blood of the Lamb. There they are, before the Lamb, before the judgment seat, before the throne. And there they shall hunger and thirst no more. Oh, they shall live in that sweet state of the knowledge of the fullness of the love of the Lord forever. What must it be like to be there? And dear friends, let this be our endeavour, not to look at the things of this earth, craving for them, seeking greater things for ourselves. No, we have all things if we have Christ, and Christ is ours. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with just things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. I've gone to prepare a place for you. And if I've gone to prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye will be also. Dear friends, what more can you have than a good hope through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose love has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost? And in that day of judgment, the judgment is, thou art all fair, my love. There's no spot in thee. Then, dear friends, do seek, and seek to be maintained in the love of God, the love of Christ, that nothing can separate you from it. Amen.
Hadley will again preach on Friday evening. The next Lord's Day, Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach. The St. Tyler's Chapel hold their New Year prayer meeting on Wednesday at 7:30. Let us close with hymn 633. The love of Christ is risen free, fixed on his own eternity. Nor earth nor hell can it remove. Long as he lives, his own kingdom. Hymn 633.
pardon and forgive all that has been amiss in our worship of thy name this night. Lord, we have many matters to deal with in our daily lives. And Lord, we need wisdom and grace how to conduct ourselves in them. But give us that spirit of godliness with contentment, which is a great gain. O Lord, we lay ourselves before thee. Help us through the days, the weeks, the months, as it is thy will of another year. And may we ever be looking unto Jesus, the author, finisher of our faith. So, Lord, help us, be with us as we separate, be with those of us who meet at the table. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us, even forevermore. Amen.